Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, as we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Eh, thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and the very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the Radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the Asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ashalon.
Hi, guys. I'm Ashley on Sunday afternoon. Wow. It says game questions, Joe Bob. Not dang questions. That's funny, though. So, if you have questions you want me to address, ramble about, discuss, or whatever, then please send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. And I will do so, and I will ramble about them, and things. And I'm going to play the obligatory 15 minutes of music to start off the show. Let's see if I count. Let's see here. 4, 8, 14. Yeah, okay, 3 songs. 14 is good enough. And then we'll come back and we'll ramble about stuff. So, you're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Alrighty. Let's see here. Istanbul says, okay, I'm double wielding Cerebral Crossroads. So sexy. And accordion thief. So, apart from meeting the 70-70-104 requirements, do I actually care about muscle for any reason? Is there any reason for me to just not out-moxie the hell out of everything I meet? Unless you've got something you want to wield. You know. Or if you're not quite out-moxied something yet, and if you can kill it in 2 shots but not 1. But I don't see any reason why not. You know, it's mainly on wielding other things, like, you know, you gotta shift it to something else later on or something. Also ask, what trophy do you consider to be the most annoying to get? And yes, I realize you're working on the level 30 runs. But I'd quietly do another level 30 run before working on Golden Meat Stack, for example. Well, let me look at my list of trophies. The one that I think was the most annoying to me, besides the ones that I can't get, let's see, I think the big boat was a pain in the ass. That took a while. That was annoying. The herb brownies was a pain in the ass. That was annoying. What else? Collecting everything for the 99 red balloons one was a pain in the ass, but I could deal with that one. Gorkor took forever, but I was happy when I got it. Genderbender was annoying. That took forever. Through Amigos took a while because I was not really paying attention to getting meat out correctly. I know those butler did is going to be annoying because I won't keep forgetting to freaking read the book. I just need to script that into my breakfast. You know, log in, make your noodles, make reagents, read book. I may do that this next run, which I have to get done by next Saturday so that I can be out of Ronin before the next muscle days hit, so I can take full advantage of it. Yeah. So I was, but speaking of Gold Meat Stack, I was working on that and I was halfway through when Jick changed the IC peak. Ugh. I went from a trophy that I could get in like 9 days, 8-9 days, to like 2 weeks. Oh, it was so annoying. But anyway, I mean, the whole thing about trophies is,
okay,
is to do things that's quote suboptimal, to use someone else's comments, for a trophy. Yeah, that's fine. Y-Man says, "Dear Ash, can yo give me some tips for efficiently using my adventures to earn my level 50 trophy? Thanks." The next comment is, "I would appreciate your advice on my level 30 trophy, too." Well, first off, I'm pretty sure there's not a level 50 trophy, because there's not one on the list. But level 30 trophies, clovers are nice, because you can go to 3 spots in the Spooky Raven Manor. Ballroom for Moxie, the bathroom for Mysticality, and the gallery for Muscle. And you can clover yourself fairly quickly. For those of you who don't want to do clovers, the ballroom is still a good place, especially if you have some non-combat shifts, because you can watch the dancers from the curtains and get decent Moxie boosts, and you can use some dance cards there. And get a nice badge, a nice boost every 4 turns. So that's okay. Mysticality, there's a couple of Mysticality choice adventures within the bathroom, which would be pretty good. I mean, but at some point, usually around level 15, 20, somewhere in there, the stat gems that each ascension area has starts giving you relatively respectable stat gains. So if you don't want a clover, you know, I mean, by the time I get like level 20, 29, I can pump down 200 adventures, and I can get like almost 30,000 substat points, and that's respectable. Again, without clovering, of course. Now, you know, you're not getting meat, you're not getting, stuff. And trust me, it's a drain. I don't know. I'm so glad I'm doing these damn level 30 runs. Jill Bob also asked about level 30 trophy runs. Best place to venture. There you go. That would be my comments. Also, is it worth leveling up my sombrero for the task? It is if you're going to do a high muscle level. Monster level? A high monster level setup, to get better experience off of the monster levels. If you're going to go with, you know, high end monster level, monster crushing, then yes. Otherwise, if you're doing mostly stat gems, or if you're doing clover adventures all the time, then yeah. I would, however, highly, highly recommend saving up for stat days and clovering on stat days. because 375, 400 adventures on a stat day with clovers, it's nice. Roger Flint, what's the best place to farm for elemental nuggets? I think I saw a thread on that recently. I've actually started reading the forums again because I've had time. Even though the week, not this week, but next week, oh god, wait till you hear my schedule next week. It's great. Let's see here. Where is that thread? There's farming for wattage. Just gonna have to look it up here. Farming for nuggets. Because I know there's a thread. Let's see here, where is it at? Farming for wattage. There's a leveling up to level 30 thread. That's nice. Farming for nuggets. There it is. I knew there was a thread. And let's see. Your Texmer says that the airship's the best place to get nuggets. You get titanium assault umbrellas, glowing red eyes, mohawk wigs, and ridiculously huge swords. All have high nugget yields. You know, furry furs can be made into pants, but you have to... You have to use turns for that. Let's see here. Where else? Yeah, and for the record, hot sleeves and extension nuggets were cheap because I've been doing high main farming. I've only been farming the noodles and the reagents. And then I've been buying the nuggets at like 300 a piece. And then making, you know, 3,500 profit on a high main, which is perfectly okay with me. Because, you know, the way the economy is deflating, da-da-da-da-da. So, let's see here. Vorthok says he's looking at the peak nuggets. And let's see here. Elzar says the gallery is best for nuggets because you can get broken swords. So, Mad Madeline says the gallery has broken swords and lupine swords, so those are good. The crypt is good, says Kinray. So it looks like everybody is arguing between the airship and the gallery. Seems to be the consensus here on the forums. And since I don't Nugget Forum, there you go. At what point does it become high monster level? Joe Bob asks. You know, we're talking like you're slapping on a scar if you might have, like icicles, you might slap on some other monster level buffs and things. Again, if you have any questions, you can send that to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. But yes, there has to be some decent threads. You do like farming for nuggets, leveling them for level 30, and farming for wads, and there are good threads there. Let's see here. Sailor Bowser asks, what is the second Disco Bandit skill I should hardcore perm after Mad Looting skills? Let's look at my Disco Bandit skills. I would say overdeveloped sense of self-preservation, because it's passive. Or nimble fingers. Nimble fingers gives you a touch more meat. Self-preservation gives you combat initiative, and combat initiative is pretty sexy. And then you'll have some people who say, get one of the dances or something, and I'm like, nah. So. Let's continue on to the other questions. Oh, Lord. Istanbul's pulling out Noblesse Oblige stuff. List of 12 skills to hardcore. Alright, let's see here. They have Pasta Mastery, Advanced Sauce Crafting, Sympathy, Leash, Cocktail Crafting, Empathy, Mad Looting Skills, Monstrous Madrigals, Lunging Thrust Smack, Eye of the Stoat, Fat Loot, and then Elemental Saucer or Astral Shell. As the best 12, I really don't see a problem with those at all. Others that received vote did not make the top 12. Superhuman Cocktail Crafting, see, I wouldn't have that really on there at all. Ode to Booze, Antiphon of Aptitude, I can make a case for that. Thrustmack, not in the first 12. Habanero Saucephere, no. Self-Preservation, I can make a case for that. Springy Facility, I can make a case for that. But I really don't see anything wrong with Nobly's Obligé's list of top 12. And in fact, I have like all of those. So yeah. Let's look at the softcore ascensions. You know, this will be a little bit different. We have Amphibian Sympathy, Licia Linguini, Empathy of the Newt, Mad Looting Skills, Antiphon, Eye of the Stoat, Lunching Thrustmack, Fat Loot, Elemental Saucer or Astral Shell, or Envelop Sense of Self-Preservation, Air of Annoyance, Ode to Booze. And so there you go. They have Moxious Magical and Springy Facility as like the next two that didn't get in but were votes. I can make a very strong case for Moxious Magical, especially early on in your runs. Late game, not so much. You know, late game meaning you have like 50 skills or so. Springy Facility, I would still make a case for that. But again, I don't see anything really in that list of top 12 making anything, you know, standing out and going, that's bad either. So, again, if you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. It goes into this special little account database thingy that I can look at. And your questions do not scroll off my chat. It means I gotta see, come back to them. Otherwise, if you don't put it there, then I'm not reading it. And I don't have much other questions right now. So I think it's gonna be time to play a song after I throw out the macro, just in case you miss the numbers. This is 17, yeah, number 17/17. There, you now know what my macro number 17 is, and I'm also going to throw in the obligatory macro of that, and so there you go. If you don't send the questions to the right spot, I'm not answering them because they will scroll away. You're listening to Ashland here on Radio KOL. Okay, I'm back. Let's see here. John Doe 244 asks, I realize this isn't a proper question. Like, any question here is proper? I mean, have you heard some of the questions I get? I mean, some of the questions I get are like, Dear Gleebs, blah, 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 love someone else. And then Gleebs would go, Dear blah, 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 fight me, love Gleebs. I mean, I'm like, I'm the intermediary, yay. So, yeah. But, their question, what do you make of the penguin compared to other volleyball-type Mr. Store familiars? Well, if we look at the penguin, and we look in detail of what the penguin good fella does, it's a volleyball plus a barnacle plus extra violence. plus you get those protection contracts. And some people really like the protection contracts because, you know, it is kind of, they're nice. You can sell them. You can use them. You know, it gives stats like a volleyball. It deals with a barnacle. And so if you need that extra safety for delivering your monster, because you're not really worried on high-level stats, and you're not really trying to get, you know, you want things to sell, then, yeah, that's fine. You know, I still try to prefer the ones that are like, you know, the Sombrero or the Cheshire Bat type style, the stats plus meat, because Those are nice. Those are nice. So, it has its niche. I'm not saying it's worse. I'm not saying it's better. It has its niche. And, I like Hardcore Oxy. I enjoyed Hardcore Oxy. I really did. And as Joe Boz points out, the contract elemental damage is pretty sweet. And so, I mean, it depends. If you want the contracts, it's great. If you don't care about the contracts and you need more meat, then, depends if you're hardcore or not, if you can sell them. X-Brixer Fun-X says, I'm a level 15 Disco Bennett, the Naughty Sorceress. I have two adventures and 132 meat. Any suggestions on how to beat her? Don't die? I don't know, if you have Lunging Thrust Mag on things, that'd be great. If you had, dual wielding, that'd be great, because then you could put the weapon in one hand and something nasty in the other to hit her with. Plot holes are good. Having pixel potions are good. Those are the most items that I will ever use on mine. And then I just LTS her to death. But use your skills. You know, you have the skills. Use your skills. Because your skills are good. Fizzy Mike says, hey, could you give me a tip as to what the best, not too costly, equipment is for a level 10 Disco Bennett? At what level should my Muscle, Miss Kelly, and Moxie be at level 10 to easily adventure? I seem to miss every time I try to hit the monsters in the any area after the crypt. Let me look at you for a second. First run! Let me, and I will tell you this. Your first run is going to suck. Okay? Because you don't have any banked skills. Okay? If you understand what I'm saying here. Because as you ascend, you get to keep skills for different classes. So, when you ascend, you get to keep one skill that you have right now, and then you can use it if you say softcore. On your next run. And your first runs tend to suck, because you don't have skills from the different classes that you can use together to kind of make life more bearable. Early on, you're looking at trying to make your Moxie very high and use ranged weapons. So we're talking, you need to find skills or items that increase your Moxie and use a ranged weapon. Like, you have one. That's good. You know, I might try to use something a little bit different than the Flaming Talons, because you're not able to use half the benefits of it. I mean, you got the hot damage going on there, but you're not taking advantage of the melee damage. So, you know, another offhand item might be nice. Or, let's see here. See, the astronaut pants, you've got plus muscle. The mohawk wig, you've got plus melee damage. Your yield gold fronts, that's muscle, but the badass belts, plus 5 to everything. The disco ball pendant, that's plus moxie. And see, and a lot of that you got on there is plus muscle. That's not helping your moxie, which is why you're missing. So you need to rearrange your items such that it increases your moxie skill. Now, yes, that means you're going to have a little bit less hit points, but early on, the goal here is what we call plinking, which is have high enough moxie that they can't hit you. And you may not hit them for a lot, but you can just go plink, 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 and eventually you'll kill them. Melee damage works for ranged weapons. When did... Are you sure? Because I thought melee meant you had to, like, actually swing and hit instead of ranged. So I've always mentally dealt with it. So, yeah. I'm wrong there. Okay, I learned something new. Huh. I could have sworn they split that off. Okay. But my point still stands on the muscle, which would be, you know, you've got a couple things that you could still increase your moxie, and that's what you want to do. If you've got the money, maybe occasionally splurge for a potion or two that will raise your moxie based on what finances you can afford. It's very logical. It's very logical, and logic doesn't work in KOL. You know I should have known that, but... Oh, God! Rick it. Why did you change the State of the King message show? Why did you... I already fucked this up. Rick it. Why did you change the State of the Kingdom show to Message Gleaves time? Do you have Glurbsocaine powder? Or do you hate Glurbsocaine powder? Do you believe there were ginger bots? Bullshit, there are ginger bots. They hammer on the goddamn radio chat and piss everyone else. Every other person playing the game is a ginger bot. And if you have questions, those can be sent to Teacher's Assistant, 100-5959. Yeah, they do make plus range stuff. It took them long enough to do the plus spell boosters that we've all been bitching about. Those took a while. Again, I have no questions. So I'm going to play a song, and then I'll come back. Again, if you have any questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, 100-5959. As you see, they don't have to be completely serious. In fact, the at times, the less serious they are, the more mental I can get and the more entertaining I am to you. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Gotta hate the Quiz Bowl coaches when they come up with, like, actual real things that's not anime-related. So here's my schedule. Next Sunday, I take my team to go play in the title match for Quiz Bowl from our classification. It's on PBS in Arkansas, so if you're in Arkansas, you can watch the games. That's on Sunday. And then Tuesday, there is a computer-based game called Knowledge Master Open, which we play against international things, woo-woo, like once a semester, and that is what I'm playing with my kids. Then Monday, I have a Science Bowl practice with my kids. Wednesday, I have a practice with my students. And Thursday, we fly out to Washington, D.C. for a week of National Science Bowl Tournament goodness. So, I'm looking at my schedule. So, basically, the three games that my academic team play all have, like, their finals the same week, and we're all going... So, next week, I'll be on Wednesday and Friday of this week. I'll be on Wednesday of next week, and then, yeah, I'm missing days all over the place because of stuff. But, you know, my work, you know, the place where I work, no leaves, just no. Yeah, I see doing stuff. And let's see here. So, Istanbul asked a quote about, form thread about buying snow cone tones. My point is the second from the bottom. Do you agree with me or disagree? Additionally, why did you recommend his second data disco bandit skill after mad looting skills be anything other than advanced cocktail crafting? Do you hate booze? Do you believe they're Willer bots? God. I'll answer your second question first, because I was in my back of my mind, I was thinking my teetotaler runs. But advanced cocktail crafting is not a bad skill here. Invincible says, are snow cones awesome? Clearly. Even when you consider the randomness, they're pretty much all good. Are snow cones better than candy hearts? No. So candy hearts are better than snow cones? No. Huh? Candy hearts can be summoned X times per day. Snow cones, only 3. Snow cones last for 20 turns. Candy hearts last for 10. Candy hearts can be stacked upon one another. Snow cones can't. Snow cones give stronger effects than candy hearts. Early in the game, when you have little MP, snow cones are better. Later in the game, when you have lots of MP, candy hearts are better. Snow cones are not better than candy hearts. They are different. So are snow cones worth $32 million? I wish I had a snow cone book. I could make mad money. Make mad meat. That depends. Do you have, one, do you have $32 million? Two, if not, what would you have to do in order to get it? Three, if so, what other things might you want to buy with that $32 million? Four, do you plan to do largely softcore or hardcore ascensions? If you have $32 million and nothing better to do with the meat, it might be worth it. If you're a softcore ascender, do you have an icicle, pilgrim shield, pumpkin bucket, Jew hat, Mr. Sister Juniors? If not, you might want to get those first. If you're a hardcore ascender, do you have candy hearts, a Volleycon? Oh, God. A dandelion? If not, you might want to get those first. You might be a redneck. If you're going to avoid hardcore on the character in question, is it really worth spending $32 million on an item where, once you get good, you'll barely use any snow cones in any given run? If you already have those, then sure! It'll make your ascensions easier and faster, so why not? Final verdict, please. Okay, basically depends on your situation. Other things will help more, but if you've got the meat floating around or can get it easy and nothing else to do with it, snow cones are a great way to improve your ascensions. Cough, hack. I viewed candy hearts as an alternate way for people who didn't have snow cones to at least have those abilities for the most part. That was how I viewed candy hearts, with the added boost of throwing out very random naughty messages or delusionality. As I have at times. And so there you go. That would be my thing there. Oh, I still summon snow cones. I don't think I use them very much anymore. But then again, I'm doing level 30 runs, so I really don't care about using them. Yeah, I guess I agree with you. Let's see here. John Doe 2244 says, I've heard that Momo Commentum doesn't work when you use an OAF because it's too efficient. Can you confirm or deny this? Unless someone's got something about the wiki on that, I cannot confirm or deny that. So, I'm going to say no. I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Gleebs, if you could change Mox's maneuver, what would you make it do? P.S. Incoming Contest Pimp. Contest Pimp? Ooh. Think like a ginger. God. God, if I could remember like half the conversations I had with Gleebs, I could actually probably do decent there. But jeez. Basically it's a list the skills that he did in order. That should be fun. Noxious maneuver. What would you make it do? Must think. You hit it. Do a little bit of damage. I wouldn't mind if you had a high enough Moxie compared to their Moxie, like ratio thing, that it could awe them and make them like not do anything that round. But that'd be about it. I have all three Mr. Store familiar. Or Mr. Store skills. Those are pretty nice. But the other, I don't have a Maypole and there's like three or four familiars I don't have. And then there's one of the two Mr. A, Mr. A, Mr. Store familiars that I don't have. I think I have... Do I have the tick? I think I have the tick. I don't think I have the jitterbug. Yeah, I have the tick. I don't have the jitterbug. But I still want a Maypole because it was like one of the original three items that came out that I don't have. It's just one of those mental things. But, still want a Crimbo Elf one. But if anybody cares, my birthday is May 3rd, and my 3-year anniversary is May 15th. If anybody cares. Which I know nobody really does. Roger Flynn says, I'm currently working towards making tons of mains to give out to Channel Radio. With skills, try softcore perm. I would perm the level 15 sauce crafting and food crafting. Pulverize might not be bad if you're going to do high mains. Pasta Mastery would be nice. Advanced sauce crafting would be nice. Yeah. I don't have a maypole. I really don't have a maypole. I know. How sad is that? Istanbul says, okay, keep hearing about people loving hardcore Oxy. I don't get it. What am I missing? I can venture every day, but it makes the Ascension drag on even longer. Or I can save it for stats, which means I get to play less than half the time. It's... Here's what it was for me. And this is... I think hardcore Oxy, and this might explain it to Gleaves a little bit, hardcore Oxy really kind of got me out of the mood of speedrunning. Because I was finding that I wasn't having enough time to carefully watch my runs and make sure everything was going okay within the allotted number of turns, you know, that I had for those days. And I realized that I was just like, I don't have the time every single day to run Dark Eagle and then Ashelon through their two different paces. And if I was only running one, yes, it might be a little bit better, but my point is this. Is that Oxy allowed me many days to just chill and be part of the community and hang out, and it wasn't as a fast-paced nature of things. I'm going to use one of my former students. She is now currently abroad in France on a summer on a semester-long program. And I was talking to her, one of my former Quiz Bowl kids, and her sister's in my class now, so we'll still, keep in touch there and there. And she was just like, the French do everything very laid back, it's kind of slowly done, it gets done, but it's not the pace that, the Americans have. And she's like, God, when I have to go back to school back in the U.S., I'm not going to want to go because I really like this lifestyle. And back my head, like, yep, lazy shows up. So, that was kind of where I think I just realized that I need to just slow down and kind of just do little as possible, And the thing lives with hardcore softcore was I could compartmentalize it. Was Ashelon has specific things he had to do. Dark Eagle was in that 3-day run set, which I just basically just, lather, rinse, repeat over and over and over. That was running. And so it was just kind of, just a little bit different. Maybe one of these days I may actually try to gear up Dark for a 1-day shot try. Just so I can go, look, I did it, whoop-de-doo. But not any times. It might be during the summer. It won't be time. Not this week. God, no. But I mean, honestly, it's calming. It's a break. It's like you go through this fast-paced nature, and then you hit spurts. You do everything all at once. And I don't know. I think that's where it is. Yeah, pirating, no bueno. Let's see here. Nothing on that side over here. Nothing else over there. So, Anyway, I have no more questions. So if you do have questions, you can send those to teacher's assistant, 1005959. It's now top of the hour. Ask me, I'm 5 minutes late. So another 15-minute music shot of fun and excitement. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. And I'm back! And I only have one question sent to teacher's assistant during that whole musical break. It means I may have to start playing more music, so I should go set up some more songs. Because, you know, I don't think I want to ramble the whole time. Which I could. Navision asks, if you had all the meat you could want, what would be the first thing you would buy? Pretty much, I'll tell you everything I would buy, because it's actually a pretty short list. It would be all the familiars I don't have, which are the Hand Turkey, Crimbo Elfling, Yeti, the Emo Row. I think that's all of them. An incredibly dense meat gem. And I would be content with just that. Making sure that I actually have everything else. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, there's 4 familiars I don't have. The maypole. And the incredibly dense meat gem. And that'd be all I would buy. I mean, that would literally be it. Because I can get my other Mr. Store familiar. I have to like November. I have until the fall to get those. So I can get those in October. October 6th is like, you know. So yeah. I have a very short list of things that I would want, so there you go. And my birthday is coming up, as is my anniversary. Roger Flynn says, what are good things to get to increase item drop percentages? I want to go to my favoritest page in the world, which is Dressing for Success on the wiki, and specifically to the link that I'm about to post in radio chat, which should be right there. Maximizing your item drops. That page has everything you would ever need to know about item dropping goodness. But yeah, so I'm curious. The things I want. Let's see what my tab would be. Let's see here. Okay, Hand Turkey. Slight lag there. That's interesting. So the turkey would be 750 million. Someone keep a running total. 750 million. Then the elfling would be 275 million. Seriously, someone keep a running total. 750 million, 275 million. And then the baby yeti would be 225 million. Oh, God, I'm never getting these. The emo row would be 200 million. And the meat gem would be 33.5. And the Maypole would be 6.8 million, and that would be everything I want. So how much am I looking at having to get... because I was not anywhere keeping track of that. I have, like, how many TPS do I have? About 1.5 billion. So, yeah, someone needs to find me a new meat bug and let me know, and then I'll snap it, and then, God, 1.5 billion. Nice. Or 1.5 billion. God. Tiny plastic swords. I think I have some of those. Do they not my display case now? Must have them in my inventory. Display case. Tiny plastic sword. Yeah, I have two of them. I have two tiny plastic swords. So, I mean, it's like, not like I don't have stuff. Which I do. Of course, you know, I want that big, expensive stuff. Those are 10 million almost. You know, but like I said, if you've got superhuman cocktail crafting, you can make drinks of equivalent goodness without having to spend that, so. That's the truth. That one, because I told you about that last State of the Kingdom, that it's all about the same. Again, if you have any questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant 10059. 1.5 billion. Holy hell. I'd have to hit, like, the MMG run from hell to hit that, which would never happen. I mean, if I went... And I had the prize gun. Let's see. Total value of everything I own right now. If I sold everything I have, that's only worth 780 million. I don't even... I barely have enough for the hand turkey. God. That's just wrong. That is just wrong. You know, price gun doesn't take into account the familiars. Even though I know that they're not, you know, sellable, it'd be interesting to see. Nevian says, do you think they should add skills when Naughty Sorceress 13 comes out so people want to level higher than 15 for skills? I don't see a need for that right now. I mean... Hell, we've got one day's flying left and right, and Jake has said that, you know, he understands the game is broke right now because all those skills were added thinking of NS13. I don't see any need for extra skills. I think the way they're adding skills in through Mr. Store, through little small side things are good. Sir Ricketts says, super cocktail crafting are better returns if you use Ode. Gloop says, TPS drink is still the best nightcap. You're both right. I just need to figure out what's a better farming item than High Mains is right now. Pilgrim says, I've just recently started playing again, and the last time I really played was before there were Ascensions. Oh, God, I love you. I have forgotten what the good low-level gear is and where to get it. Help. You'll find it. If you just adventure through your areas, you'll find gear. You know, and depending on what your class is, that gear will be better for some people than others. But you'll find it. There are a lot of stuff that came out. Like icicles, which raises monster level, but they don't have a power requirement. You know, a lot of people use now, and different things. But I mean, if you just adventure through your areas, then you'll be fine. Demon skin kilts. Oh God. Well, then y'all spam Jake and Scully for demon skin kilts. That would be funny. Again, if you have any questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant 100-5959. Musical break. This is Ashlon here on Radio KOL. Haplo has just checked in, and I'll be back in 5. And Rick did point out something else that I might want one day, and that would be a Grimmsite something. You know. But that's just me. Let's look for questions. Let's see here. Pilgrim asks, this is my first time playing a Disco Bandit. I am used to playing as a Steel Clubber and just bashing stuff. Any strategies for leveling or tips on what I should be doing? The key with a Disco Bandit is Moxie. Swarm of Moxie. That's the whole key there. High Moxie. If you have like a ranged weapon, then that helps as well. And you know, but yeah, Moxie, lots of Moxie. Lots of moxie, plink to death. Rickett asks who did start the fire. You know, I don't know. What's sad, though, is I can play that song, and there are honestly people today who have no clue what any of that is, or the story behind any of those things. You know, and it was kind of an eye-opener when the song first came out, and until they got to the last scene, when you look in the video, when it was the modern 80s people, and they're all, you know, smiling and all. They didn't get anything before that one scene, but they knew the stuff then. You know, you can talk about, like, you know, hypodermis washing up on the shore, and they're like, what are you talking about? And not having a clue. You know, it's just amazing how many people have a complete lack of knowledge of history. And, of course, you know, the history is doing to repeat itself because people don't have a freaking clue. They don't learn the lessons from what people fucked up with before. Yeah, Prometheus started the fire. I'm dying over here. Pilgrim says, how is a ranged weapon different from a melee weapon? Melee weapons based off of your muscle to hit, whereas a ranged weapon based off of your moxie to hit. And if you have a high moxie, then you have high and better chances of hitting people. So, been playing Super Paper Wii lately. Super Paper Mario for the Wii. It's funny. Very funny. It looks to be a shortish game. Kind of a little bit disappointed in that. Let's go back and start doing like a lot of collecting of everything. But, you know, pretty fun little game. Pretty fun little game. Looking at tattoos. Still freaking love Spo's custom tattoo. I just want a freaking hammock as a custom item. Just an item in general. Navizian says, I'm not very good at this Knights versus Hedge Maze, so what would you recommend for me gear-wise? Again, if you're going to go Moxie goodness, then poke up your moxie, use a potion. If you're going to muscle your way through items that increase your muscle or melee damage and things like that. Yay, love the... I'm enjoying Super Paper Mario. I am enjoying it. But then again, I like the smart-ass games, and it's not the same turn-based. You know, it's a lot more action-based type of Mario. It's got more, like, action from, say, Super Mario 3 type feel. But still has, like, the smart-ass and the paper-style effects from the last one. And so I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. So if you didn't like the little battle scenes on the stages, those are gone. Those are completely gone.
Okay, y'all good.
I'm actually waiting for the Virtual Console to come out with Mario and the Seven Stars RPG. Because that was one I never, ever played. I didn't get it for some reason, and I'm kind of looking forward to playing that one whenever it comes back on Virtual Console. I did put on Galaga this week, because that's just old-school fun right there. Love me some Galaga. And my wife will play that one, and so I'm getting some of the older games on the Virtual Console, and so my wife and I will sit here, we'll play each other, and it's great, you know. And that I think is right now one of the strengths of the Wii, is just allowing for a lot of people who aren't the hardcore gamers who have the time to go through the RPGs or want to go through the big shooting games, gives them something simple and easy to play that they can just have fun on because they played them when they were young. Or for the younger kids, and something that they can play because it's easy. The Wii Play is hilarious for small kids. They really like, tend to like it because it's just simple little things. So I'm still waiting for, them to release the RPG. Can't wait. But, so list of things I'm waiting on. Or, for one reason or another. I was going to get that DS, Chocobo Tales, Final Fantasy Fables, because it looks funny. Haven't got it because I got to save money. End of May, I got Dawn of Mana coming out. Oh my god. Early May, Atelier Iris 3. I don't know why, but I like that game line. Go figure. Because maybe it's somewhat tied in with Dawn of Mana. Then there's a DS game, Legend of Zelda, coming out. Then, of course, the goodness that is Super Smash Bros. Brawl. That's going to be just bliss. Fire Emblem, Dr. Mario, my wife is waiting for that one. She's basically said whenever Dr. Mario comes out Virtual Console, I am to buy it immediately. I'm like, okay. And then there's some Dragon Quest things coming out, and Metroid Prime 3, Super Mario Galaxy. Not much on PS2 really right now that I'm looking at. So yeah, cannot wait. Now, the thing about Super Mario RPG, you can look at what the NTSB, or whatever the hell those initials are, they have to rate games, and pretty much they've rated the game, meaning it is going to be sent out. It is a matter of when Nintendo decides to release it. So, you could look at most game web pages, and look like a page for like release dates. Like IGN, like Wii.IGN.com has a release date page, and you can go on there, and it has all the Virtual Console games that they know are coming out, because have basically said this is the rating for this game coming out again on the Virtual Console. So you know what's coming out; it's just a matter of when it's coming out. Like a new Kid Icarus is coming out, and it was gotten like that day. It wasn't even like questioned. ESRB, yeah, that's the one. So, that's the thing. I have a wild, varied set of games I'm waiting on, and I can't wait. Some of those are just going to be fun! And then this other game I found on the DS is called Puzzle Quest Challenger Warlords. It's like Bejeweled, but with RPG-style elements and a storyline and stuff. It's pretty good. It's a freaking addicting. Penny Arcade did a couple comics about the game, because they were also sucked into it. hard-ass game to find, because they didn't put very many out, but if you like something that is nothing crazy hard, but has a little bit of an RPG-style format to it, and allows for, you know, varied play styles, and it's a DS game, I do recommend that one, because it's fun, it's nothing terrible, and it's a long game. So, I would say, I've not played Meteos, even though my wife saw some version of it, she's like, that looks interesting. So, I don't know. I don't know. NHL for the Wii. God, that'd be fun. That would be fun. Yeah, Topo. Right. A distraction. Yeah, I heard the Cooking Mama's cook-off was like crap, so I didn't even try to touch that one. But I've kind of been told that I kind of have to wait off on the games for a little while to make sure we get another paycheck or two. It kind of hit one of those months where it's like, I gotta wait a little bit. Man, I was hoping if I ramble about games enough, somebody would like send a comment in or something. And no one sent me anything. At all. So, but yeah. So, yeah, there's a couple of... Of course, then I really need to go back and finish playing Final Fantasy XII. Yeah, not been playing that one for a while. But once I get past the week of insanity, I'll be better. Or something. I blew my wad on questions earlier in the show. Okay, we are not going to talk about Topo's erection. It's just not... No, just... No. I should check my Gmail box, see if anybody sends anything interesting to the Gmail box, because every so often, people do. As you can see, I'm stalling for time, for either A, a question to come up, or for it to get close enough for me to play my last song, and so then I could, get out of here. One of the two. And, I've not played... I played Disgaea 2. Disgaea 2 was cute. Nope, just spam. But I got like halfway through it, and then I got distracted. But I did play Disgaea 2. I never played Disgaea 1. Love to see a Suikoden. It's another Suikoden sequel. That'd be nice. Oops. Yep, there are none in the inbox, so yeah, that distraction kind of fails. Evusen says if I like Star Ocean, I should try Star Ocean 3. I don't know, Star Ocean 2, I kind of got to a point, and I'm real bad about this. I'll play a game about three-quarters of the way, and then I'll kind of get distracted, or just, because I finally hit that point where you have to stop and just level, like, and 3 hours for, like, a week straight before you're supposed to go into the next area. And I don't know what is RPG games, but they always have a spot where you can progress decently, and all of a sudden... You have to sit there and stop and level for goddamn forever. And I always get distracted at that point. Which is annoying. Roger Flint says, where's the best place to meat farm fast for a Pilgrim Shield minus a Mr. A price? A lot of people like the castle, because you get decent meat drops from the monsters, and then the items that they drop are good meat price items. And, you know, a few people say, no, do the airship, because you can get lots of stuff from the airship, and you can sell all that off, because it comes up in bulk. You know, there really is not a definitive one area. Because you can get a discussion, and people also say, well, it depends on what, you know, how much item drop buffing you have, and what non-combats or combats you have on, and what skills you have on, and then it changes, it'll be this one, but if you have all this stuff, it'll be this other one, and I'm just like, whatever. Yep, one of these days, you will. Legend of Dragoon. I did play that one, and that is yet another game I got about 3/4 of the way through and stopped. Because, yeah, I'm just bad about that, because something else new comes out, I'm like, oh. Even though last summer I did go back and I tried to play a few of them. Like Dragoon, I don't ever want to get back to. You know, Kingdom Hearts 2, I don't know if I'm ever going to get back to. Final Fantasy 12, I haven't seen. I have to finish Final Fantasies. You know, I don't know what it is, but I do need to get back to it. No, with Dragoon, what it was I got to, like, Disc 3? And then something else came out. Was it a Zelda, maybe? Maybe. But, I'm just so bad about that. So bad about that. But anyway. Yeah, there's this lull of decent games right now, so it's a matter of time before they all come back in soon. But no, like I said, the Wii holds my thing. I just wish they would have better things for the Wii. You know, the news channel is okay. The internet, the new Opera browser, much improved over the basic one. The Everyone Fucking Votes channel. Okay, the last question they came up with this morning, and I was like, oh, for the love of God. Which American Idol contestant will go further? Who the fuck cares? I don't. I just picked random ass name and clicked and was like, this is stupid. You know, but I do it because every so often it's interesting to get like some different questions. And there's one that's got cross amounts that I can actually sit here and figure out like a rough percent ratio of men to females, male to female players. Which I said, he said, I'll do that one because I'm just curious what the male to female ratio is. But yeah, the virtual console, in my opinion, is saving the Wii until the big name games come out. I'm being honest. Zelda was a port from the GameCube. It was nice to have as a launch. Okay, great. Super Paper Mario will extend the fun and excitement for about like another month. And then if it wasn't for the virtual console, people be going, uh-huh, because there's nothing really dramatically adultish coming out for the Wii until the stuff later on. So. Do you like spinach? God. The weather game? Final Fantasy Tactics, that was fun. That was fun. Getting closer. Getting closer. I only got to talk another minute or two. And I'll be good to go. Let's see if I get another question. Maybe. This guy one has been re-released and is now easy to find. That's cool. Gleaves Link's Penny Arcade. And here's Gabe with the weather. Oh, God. I actually did hear that they're doing a a sequel to Knights. You know, the flying Jester Knight thing from Sega. And they're talking like that it would use the Weather Channel
to do different weather effects in different levels real time. So if it's raining outside, it's raining in the game. Now that would be interesting, and I think that would be a unique thing if that actually comes to truth. Because then we'd have to be a Wii game taking advantage of an online capability. You know, not saying there's no, you know, without having to play each other, but that would be cool. No, it's confirmed. Knights 2 is confirmed. I am not kidding. It really is confirmed. So there you go. No, yeah, that one I've asked you right. I was like, whoa. Well, no, it's the game. It's just it'd be kind of more of like a feel for it. Just kind of a feel for what's going on. But you know, this is kind of neat. No, yeah, Knights 2. That's really coming out. Anyway, I think I have rambled way enough. Got to watch my Razorback baseball team skunk Florida 3 games straight. The one thing would suck if there was a hurricane outside. That's good. I'm out of here. Happy to step next. Bye-bye.